Hey all, this is Day and Ari. Welcome back. So it's about 5 p.m. Roughly on Monday, and we're going to do a quick intro right now. Going to do our normal math on the SAT conversion on the current price of Bitcoin, which is an exciting, above $9,200 approximately.
Ouch.
And then we're going to go into what?
Yeah, so today, Monday, June 17th, we're going to talk about a couple of things. I think the main big headline for today is about Facebook's launch of its cryptocurrency tomorrow, Tuesday, June 18th. The announcements will be out. Everybody and anybody in blockchain cryptocurrency should be talking about it. So we'll give you our 2 cents on it. And then we'll also give you a couple of pointers of what's going on left and right for today.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn, or zombie, or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
So, hey, alrighty, let's get going.
So the price of Bitcoin I checked a little while ago is $9,214 on Coinbase, which equates to 0.0000, there's four zeros, $9,214 per Satoshi. Satoshi being, again, the smallest unit of a Bitcoin that can be purchased or exist. And that equates to 0.009214 cents.
Does that mean we're almost at 1 cent per Satoshi?
No.
Almost, right? 0.01 cents. Oh, no. 0.01 cents.
No, we're way... So
darn.
Doing the math again, yeah. So it would have to be... So doing this math, even now twice a week for this show, is making me a lot better at doing the math in my head. So... for the cheat sheet on how to get to 1 cent per Satoshi, we have to get to $100 million per Bitcoin. Yeah, that's a lot. That's going to be a while. So anyway, at $9,214 per Bitcoin, we're looking at 108 sats per cent that you can purchase. The low, low price of 108 the low price of 1 cent, you can get 108 sats. And then so if you were to have bought Bitcoin back in the crypto winter of 2018, when it was maybe around $4,600, which was half of today's price, you could have gotten twice as many sats at 216 sats. And so that's how the very quick linear math works out on that one. So again, it's Monday about 5-ish. It's after 5 because we were prepping for the podcast. And there we are.
All right, so let's get into it. The big news for today is about the big announcement tomorrow by Facebook and its cryptocurrency. I think every news outlet around blockchain or Bitcoin should be talking about it, so keep your eyes peeled. I would like to talk about a recent article that I read about in Forbes by Caitlin Long, and she had six predictions for the Facebook cryptocurrency launch. So I'd like to share them with you and get your reactions, Day. I think it's pretty interesting.
We can compare our own notes and thoughts, yes.
Okay, well, let me give you a quick preview of Caitlin Long. She has a very impressive woman. And she's actually going to be here in Seattle next week. So really
Seattle
excited
U
about
event.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. So Caitlin Long, this is off her LinkedIn. Caitlin Long is a 22-year Wall Street veteran who has been active in Bitcoin and blockchain since 2012. Serious OG. She has been leading the charge to make her native state of Wyoming an oasis for blockchain companies in the U.S., where she has helped Wyoming enact 13 blockchain-enabling laws in 2018 and 2019. And for context, here in Washington State, it's only very recently where we were able to actually pass our very first blockchain bill. It was SB 5638, and it took quite a bit of work from the Cascadia Blockchain Council. We did a lot of trips to Olympia.
Yep,
I even
Olympia,
testified.
Yep.
And so we're just beginning.
At that time.
I know. I was like 8 months pregnant testifying. But what we learned is that most of the lawmakers and policymakers in Olympia really don't know about what's going on with blockchain and Bitcoin. And really, to them, they've only heard the news and what's been presented in media. So they think of blockchain equals Bitcoin equals evil hoodie-wearing, money-laundering, Silk Road people. And that's still the case in quite a lot of policy lawmakers. And so it's our job to make sure that we're creating the right kind of awareness and the right kind of education about what really is the opportunity and why companies as big as Intel, IBM, Microsoft, Amazon, all these big legit companies are already coming into blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Look, Facebook's here, right? Okay, so back to Caitlin Long. From 2016 to 18, she jointly spearheaded a blockchain project for delivering market index data to Vanguard as chairman and president of Symbian, a blockchain project for delivering market index data, an enterprise blockchain startup. Caitlin ran Morgan Stanley's pension solutions business from 2007 to 2016, and she held senior roles at Credit Suisse, 1997 to 2007. And she also began her career at Salomon Brothers, 1994 to 1997. She's a graduate of Harvard Law School. She got her JD in 1994, so super, super smart. The Kennedy School of Government, she got her MPP in 1994, and the Wyoming University in 1990, she got her bachelor's. So really excited about meeting her next week, and back to her article.
Should be an awesome lunch. Yep.
Yeah. So she has 6 predictions for what the Facebook cryptocurrency launch really means. All right.
The Zuck Bucks.
Don't hate. I know.
No, I'm going to be hating on it. And just to be clear, I won't be, you know, a downer about necessarily Caitlin's, thoughts and everything. It's more about our dear Mr. Zuck, who I'm just not really a big fan of.
He might be doing an about face, right? After all the burning and hatred he's received on his data policy ignorance or, you know, evilness, he might be turning around, right? With all the shaming and people giving him some heat, right? He does have some responsibility. So back to Caitlin Long. Her first prediction is Facebook's cryptocurrency will be a powerful force for good in developing countries.
Probably.
All right. Number 2, Facebook will pay interest to holders of its cryptocurrencies, which will eventually lead to populist calls to repeal corporate subsidies to banks at the heart of the U.S. banking system.
Hopefully. I mean, paying interest to people who are holding money with you. With an entity is what is right. That is definitely what should happen in the world, yes.
And actually, that might help us in Washington move some of our processes around and about. You know, like
that's
we have
right.
the DFI, and I know it's been both good and bad. You know, there's a whole mix of different kinds of experiences in working with the DFI in Washington State, and we're working on making more clear guidance around how to do that as the Cascadia Blockchain Council. So this might be something that also makes it happen faster, right?
Yeah.
Third, Facebook's foundation will grow to garner big power in the global capital markets.
Yeah, I'm not really big on more power for Facebook.
All right. Okay, number 4. Facebook will face regulatory uncertainty, which will shed light on many outdated financial regulations in the process.
Yeah, if it brings all the, 19th century or old legacy financial laws that are now irrelevant into the limelight to get updated somehow or another, that would be nice.
All right. Number five, Facebook's regulatory reporting program will open all kinds of interesting discussions. I mean, isn't like cryptocurrency and blockchain supposed to be about, you know, decentralization and transparency and openness, right?
Yeah, Facebook? But it's, yeah, this is... These are not the cryptos you're looking for as I wave my hand in a pop culture reference.
But Facebook does have 2.3 billion users. Think about what 2.3 billion users using this Facebook cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
The impact. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. And this is the best one. Number six.
Yeah.
Facebook's cryptocurrency will turn out in the end to be the Trojan horse that benefits Bitcoin.
Yeah. I hope that's truly the case. And like we were discussing a little bit earlier, I don't think that people really appreciate and take into consideration what money is. You just kind of always have it in your life and you don't really question, you know, where it comes from, who controls it, who actually really has the power, you know, what is the true impact of inflation on you on a day-to-day basis. How do they even calculate what inflation is? They take out really key parts of the measurements in the economy, like I think it's food and energy, they take out of the inflation calculation. And so is that really a true and accurate reflection of what inflation is? And so the whole idea of believing in paper money when we went off of the gold standard with Nixon in the 70s, and then believing in paper money now, and coming of age and realizing that when people come into power, they usually abuse their power and wind up inflating the currency to astronomical proportions, and it becomes, it just can't exist. And so if to come full circle, if we can have people learn what money truly is, who issues it, who controls it, who is enslaved by it, all that kind of idealistic stuff that people will learn, if they get curious about Bitcoin and they say, oh, I don't want Zuck fucks bucks.
Profanity. We just broke beep.
Yeah, we just broke our E rating again. And so I don't want these Zuck bucks. And so I'm gonna go into Bitcoin because it's the real deal and it's decentralized and, it can't be, censored and all that kind of stuff. And I think that'll be awesome.
Well, you're reading a book right now that's really, really interesting, right? About money.
Yeah.
And actually, I want to say, when was money invented? It was invented in 1500 BC, right? Until 1500 BC, we were using cattle, lambs, goats, and pigs as an exchange of value.
Yeah, money's been around longer than writing, apparently. And then I was reading in Andreas Antonopoulos' book, The Internet of Money, that it took 400 years, apparently, for us to go from precious metals to paper money. And so if you can imagine that it took humans, 400 years to accept paper as money, and now no one questions paper as money, but then in our lifetimes...
Well, it depends on what country you're in.
In our lifetimes, we went from paper money to plastic money, which is all the credit cards and debit cards and everything connected to bank accounts. And then again, in the last 40 years or whatever, my rest of my life, we're going to go from credit card money, plastic money, over into fully, completely internet native digital money.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome.
Digital by design, which is the big difference.
And secure by design. That's the biggest. That's even actually a bigger portion of it. Mm-hmm, secure by design.
Yeah, security is a really big thing. Shall we move on to other big topics for the day? Wrap up?
Yeah. So we can wrap that up. I mean, just my last comments, and I'll let you have last comments, which is, I think that it's going to be this global coin, stupid name, Libra, better name. So they were joking on Facebook that if they call it global coin, then it's going to just totally fail. But Libra, which is a play off of the Gemini dollar, which is from the Winklevi. And I happened to get a tweet reply from Tyler this past weekend. Aww. Because of their nice 60 Minutes piece this past Sunday morning. But, It's and I didn't even figure out the joke about, you know, Gemini and Libra on all that stuff and how big, how long the legacy has been between, you know, the Zucks and the Winkles. Yeah, I mean, at the end of it all, people will learn about what money really is, and it's going to be beneficial to everybody. And in the end, Bitcoin will probably be the winner, and I like that.
Long Bitcoin, short the bankers, as Pomp would say.
Yep, good old Pomp.
I should wear my Pomp's shirt tomorrow.
Work, by the way.
All right, so other quick news.
On other stuff.
Yeah.
Let me start off. So Fiverr went public last week, and I was totally surprised. I've been kind of lax in my keeping up with financial news. But so I used Fiverr to create the cover art, podcast cover art, and for less than $30, this will be a non-sponsored little plug for Fiverr. So less than $30, I was able to get that cover art completed. We already had our avatars. But they put everything else together. And so,
and that's like amazing value.
Yeah,
because
you're looking at a couple hundred, $300 or something like that. If you're talking like first world, you know, technical work for artistic endeavors like that. And so I did sacrifice time because it took a lot of back and forth because the person is, I think she says she's in Saudi Arabia. And so
but
time
also,
zone difference and everything.
As the designer, you're the lead designer. You know, you were coming up with ideas on the go too, right?
I mean, yeah. I had a vision of what I wanted it to look like. And so it was just a matter of going back and forth enough to where we could get it. And so, you know, three parts of engineering law is like speed, cost, and quality. So I got the quality I wanted.
Yeah,
I
you
got
love
the cost
it.
I
that
wanted
cost
really
is amazing.
Low. And then, but it took a whole lot of time to
but
get
you
it
really
done.
Enjoy the journey too. I mean, you were like giggling over there in the office.
Maybe. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So Fiverr went public. Looks like they had a nice opening. Sold off a little bit in the last couple of days, but then looks like we may have some, you know, it may be going up in price here at some point. I think Ari mentioned something about maybe making that one of her picks for the next.
I totally
want to
watch this over the next couple of weeks. And I actually met the CEO of Fiverr when I was over in Tel Aviv. So got to tour the office. They're really, really, really great operation he's built over there. On other news, you know, I'm the chair of the WTIA Cascadia Blockchain Council. And so, you know, I just mentioned it. We passed our first blockchain bill here in Washington State, and we're just getting started. Lots to cover. And we'll also be launching our speaker series over the next 6 months. So keep your eye out. Let us know if you have any requests for people around the globe that you'd like to hear and see here in Washington State. We have a really good opportunity to do that here. And, you know, we'll be announcing as soon as we know as well.
Yeah. So we do a meetup called Seattle Blockchain Underground. And so we've been using that to host. I think the first person was
Adam Draper.
Yep. And then second person was
Anthony Pompliano.
Yep. And then so
next is next one is Tatiana Moroz. She's going to be here on July 12th. So we're getting the details knocked down on that. But mark your calendars, Friday, July 12th. And she's she's a singer that sings acoustic guitar with and she talks about sings about blockchain and Bitcoin, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah. And so hopefully, you know, we'll keep these podcasts going. I think we standardize on Tuesday morning and Friday morning publications, and we'll take turns. Ari and I will take turns hosting, the show, so to speak.
Eep, scary.
Not that scary.
Okay, cool.
Losing all the audio for several minutes using GarageBand. That is scary. But I think that this version is going well. So anyway, I think that's it. So, be nice to each other out there. Don't forget to stack sats, reach out to me if you ever have any questions about, the conversion rates and all that kind of stuff. Happy to educate anyone who is interested.
All right, and thank you for listening again. Really appreciate ratings, comments, and sharing. Windshield time with your friends, and together we rise. Bye.
Bye, all.
Hi, y'all. It's Casey Kasem from American Top 40. And none of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission of the United States of America, or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of the American Top 40 Countdown. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors, but they are up 3 spots this week on the countdown. They're not even legal scholars of any kind. They're simply humans, not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living, dead, or unborn, or zombie, or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe, simply ironic. Kind of like Alanis Morissette, who's down 3 spots this week to number 16 on the countdown. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and your reaction, kind of like after a long distance dedication. That may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Let's get this thing going. On with the countdown.
Hey Jay, what's up, man? Just calling to see how you doing. Just sitting here with the baby, wife and the kid are at the grocery store. And sitting here feeding the baby, want to know how you're doing. Sitting here in my underwear and eating potato chips and watching the PGA US Open. So happy Father's Day, buddy, and give me a call back. Bye.